It is so easy not to talk about difficult topics in life because it can be so uncomfortable. But we can avoid unnecessary frustration and pain in our lives and the lives of our young people if we will have the courage to engage in difficult discussions. We'll look at how to talk about hard things next on Engaging Today's Teens. Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. And Matt has been working with teens for over two decades, and now he's raising his own. So let's join him on this journey and learn how to engage today's young people. Well, Matt, there are subjects that are just so hard to talk about with our young people today. How do we begin to approach these topics with them?
First of all, I think there's a lot of different topics that can be hard for parents or teachers or principals. I think it's hard to talk about dating relationships. I think it's hard to talk about sex. It's hard to talk about disrespect or faith. I mean, there's so many different areas where we are tempted to avoid diving in with kids, and we need to be willing to do that. I'm not saying we have to do it all the time. We don't have to do it every time, but we do need to be willing to enter into those conversations. And here's a couple reasons why. Number one is I think that when we don't talk about these things, it creates a void of knowledge, and teens fill that void with their presumptions.
Right, right.
I had this happen actually with my son, where he had heard a sexual term at school. He didn't know what it meant, and so he made up a definition of what they were talking about in his mind. And he actually talked to my wife about it, and she was like, where the heck did this come from? And it was because he didn't know, and so he just like told himself a story and created a definition for this term. When we don't talk about it, first of all, that void of knowledge can be filled with bad information. Bad information, I think that especially I think about in sexual relationships or sexual terminology and stuff like that, it's so easy for teenagers and middle schoolers to think they know what they're talking about when they have no idea what they're
And then their
about.
Friends jump in and fill that void too, right?
Yeah.
We always worked with our kids as they were growing up to make difficult decisions of moments you might be in and how you're going to react to them before you get into the moment.
Yeah.
So if you're in this moment where, you know, a guy is going to try to pressure you to have sex, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? How are you going to act? And try to fill that void, hopefully productively, so that they can give some, you know, have courage in those moments too. So
when we avoid these conversations, we create a void that then gets filled in by 12-year-olds.
That's right.
So let me ask you this, Doug. Who do you want speaking in your life of your kids? A 12-year-old or you, the parent, the adult, the teacher in the room?
Well, hopefully it's me, and hopefully, you know, and again, and it can be adults too, right? The 12-year-old, it can also be adults that maybe you don't agree with what they want to put into your child's mind as well. So
here's my first thing. So when a topic like this, when a topic like this comes up, I think one of the things that I've found with teens is that when we talk to them, we can be honest about it and just say, hey, I kind of feel like we might need to talk about dating. And if you just identify it and say it out loud, then they and you're honest with, hey, I'm not exactly sure how to talk about this with you. Like, it becomes a conversation then.
Yep.
And I think that's actually the healthier way to engage a teen is not to come at them preaching, telling them how to live, but to engage a conversation. And so you can literally, one of the easiest ways to do it is to just identify the topic and point it out to them and say, hey, I kind of feel like you've heard a lot about suicide. Maybe we should talk about suicide.
Right.
And just, you know, start the conversation that way by just identifying the situation. You don't have to be the expert. And I think that's one of the things that knocks us out of those conversations. It scares us away as we feel like we need to know exactly what to say to our kids about personal finance. They've been blowing their money on junk.
Right.
And we feel like we need to be the person, and we don't. There are We don't need to be the expert. We just need to, first of all, be willing to engage in the conversation.
What about, like, you know, with my son, I know he was interested in cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And I didn't know much about it. But how I responded to him was, that's great. I've been thinking about it and learning about it the last year. Let's learn together. And what we decided to do was purchase a course together. We walked through that together because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. And it turned out to be a bonding moment, actually.
Yeah.
Of where we didn't know, but then we came together of something that he was interested in, I was interested in, and then we just approached it together and we loved it.
And let me just point you to a couple of other resources specifically around some topics. There's an organization called Axis, A-X-I-S, axis.org. They have courses on suicide. They have courses on depression. They have courses on dating relationships. They have courses on a number of different worldview things. So that would be one place I'd encourage you to go. Another one that we've done with our son, our oldest son, is he's gone through a personal finance course with us. From Dave Ramsey.
That's good.
A middle school and high school program, curriculum thing that's worked out. That's pretty intense. Dave Ramsey doesn't do anything lightweight.
No, he doesn't.
But it's been very good. There's been a girl that's showed up in my son's life. And so I had a conversation with him the other day. I just said, hey, have you ever said anything encouraging to her? And he was like, Dad, that's awkward. And I said, yeah, but this is a life skill, right? Like if you're gonna date and care for a woman and eventually marry one, you need to know how to say positive, encouraging things. Yep. And it can be something as simple as, I like your hair.
Yep, exactly.
But that can be heard in a very powerful way in the life of a girl. So I'm having these conversations with my kids as well. But the first thing we need to do as adults in the lives of teens is we need to be willing to walk through the brick wall.
Yeah.
And identify the topic, bring it up. We don't have to have all the answers.
Right. And it might be good to sit back and take some time alone to maybe write down those topics. What are things, because we always think about them, right? As the day goes on, something will pop up like, oh, I should really talk to them about this. And then we forget, life gets busy and we get moving on. Yeah. So taking some of that time alone to really identify what are those topics that you really need to discuss with your young person. And then strategically, when the time is right, have the courage to get through that wall, right? And actually have the conversation.
Yeah, and I would even add a little something. I think it's a great idea to write it down. I think there's topics like some of the things we just mentioned, dating, sex, finances, but then there's also behaviors. So it might be that you're actually seeing a disrespect issue with your kid, and you can address that in the same way as well and say, hey, I need to address this behavior. Let's have a conversation about it.
That's really good. Well, those are great, great steps, great action steps. Let's move into the slang of the day for today. And what do you have for us?
So the slang of the day of the week is bussin. It's B-U-S-S-I-N. And what it is it's like a term to just say that something is extremely good. It's like the total opposite of lame. So it can be used, it's oftentimes used with food. Like you could say, these tacos are bussin'. And if you use the word twice, if you say it's bussin', then you're like doubly awesome. And so bussin', I'm not exactly sure. Some of these words, come out of pop music or pop culture. There's a Nicki Minaj song that is called Bussin'. I don't know if this phrase preceded that song or if this phrase came out of that song, but that's one of the words that I'd introduce to you today is bussin'.
I'm glad you're staying on top of this because I'm learning all these things. I literally have no idea what these words are or what they mean, so... And phrases. We've learned you know about phrases too. So I'm excited what you're going to bring to us next week, which will be really good. Well, Matt, this is another great topic. It's going to help us grow deeper in our relationships with our young people. And we want to thank you for just sharing all that with us.
My pleasure.
Well, we want to thank you also for listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization serving over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about their life-changing ministries, go to yfclincoln.org. That's yfclincoln.org. And don't forget to click subscribe to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time.